Their colorful, Spanish-cut clothes glinted brightly in the Arizona sunshine. "Three on that side," String Bean said, breathless, hearing the fear and desperation in his voice. He turned his head forward and leaned slightly to his left to peer through a notch between two more boulders toward the west. His pulse drummed in his ears when he saw four more Mexicans, including the big, bad, one-eyed hombre La Stiletta had called Manuel San Jacinto, Hidalgo's first lieutenant, were heading toward String Bean from that side of the hill. Somehow they'd gotten around him. He looked back in the direction from which he'd come, north, to see the stage lying in a twisted heap, the Jehu and shotgun messenger lying unmoving among the wreckage. The old cowboy Ike lay back along the trail somewhere, dead as a boot. The team had broken away and headed for the distant, rocky, scrub-covered Arizona hills. String Bean didn't blame them. Not one diddly damn bit. He'd even allow as much to Marshal Bloody Joe Mannion. In the middle of the Arizona desert and surrounded by Mexicans, this was no time for pride. "Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy," the young man complained. "I'm gonna die out here. Never gonna see Molly again, never get the chance to make things right between us." Molly Herdstrom was the sweetheart String Bean had left back in his and her hometown of Del Norte in the south-central Colorado Territory. Rocks and sand dribbled down the face of a large boulder ahead into String Bean's right. String Bean looked up in a panic to see a short, broad-shouldered Mexican smiling down at him, aiming a saddle-ring carbine pressed up against his ruddy right cheek. "Yikes!" String Bean rolled to his right, certain he was crowbait. But somehow, and to his own surprise, he managed to raise his own carbine, slamming it up against his cheek and shoulder, and fired just a hair after the Mexican's bullet had merely cut a small groove across the deputy's right shoulder, tearing his shirt. String Bean's Winchester bucked and roared twice, fast. The Mexican staggered backward. The man's straw sombrero tumbled down to hang from its thong down his back, exposing a great, bald, savage head. He dropped his rifle and gave an agonized wail, clutching both hands over his belly before stumbling forward and tumbling straight down the face of the rock. String Bean had to throw himself back to his left, or the big Mex would have landed on top of him. The man struck with an enormous thud. String Bean was damn lucky he'd thrown himself to his left. Just a second after the big Mexican had struck the ground, several shots were fired from behind the deputy to carry him through the air where his back had faced him half a second before. Two of those bullets plunked into the big dead Mexican's bald, bullet-shaped head. "Oh, that's just nasty business now." String Bean could hear the three Mexicans running up behind him. He lay belly flat and snaked the Winchester around his covering boulder's right side, lined up the sights on one of his pursuers and fired. The man went down with a wail. String Bean ejected the spent cartridge, seated fresh, lined up the sights on another man, and fired. The bullet blew a hole in the Mex's knee. String Bean shot him again quickly, but now he could see the others moving up on his west flank. String Bean wasn't the most experienced lawman, but he'd been Buddy Joe's junior deputy long enough to know the lay of the land, leastways up in Colorado. He'd never been to Arizona before, and so far, he didn't like the heat nor the people. Not one diddly-dee-damn bit. He did know he was about to get caught in a whipsaw, however. He clambered to his feet and took off running straight ahead as fast as his long, thin legs could carry him. The Mexicans shouted behind him. Rifles screeched. Bullets hummed nastily all around String Bean's head, kicking up the red desert caliche around his boots. He ran down a low area where several slab-sided boulders tilted every which way. He ran into a little niche among the big rocks, turned around, dropped to a knee, and saw three Mexicans running toward him, maybe 15 feet behind.